spend 7 days with God and His Word, and through His Word, do what you see on the slide. Your words were found. That means that you devote yourself to the reading of God's Word on a daily basis. And I ate them. That means you don't just let your eyes pass over the words and just try and get it done, kind of in the typical American style, progress. I mean, we don't even, in America, the idea is we got to finish, you know, get through it, whether or not we get anything out of it. And that's not what the Lord wants. What the Lord wants is for us to eat His Word, to meditate upon it. That's why I encourage you, take the whole week and go through both chapters, Matthew 1 and 2, each day. And I have some ideas for you that I'm going to share in just a minute. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing in my heart. What happens? Stick with this study. You actually see the miracle of what God planned. He planned that when we find His word to be our daily bread, Matthew 4:4, when we do that, He begins to, what you see on the slide, transform us. His word inside of us is the joy and rejoicing of our heart. Now many people find joy in shopping or find joy in their hobbies or find joy in sports or in music or in money or in substances or in immorality. They just find joy somewhere. You know what God said? You can find, look on the screen, joy and rejoicing in your heart through the Word of God. How? Look at the ending of this verse. For I am called by your name, O Lord of hosts. Do you see, Bible study helps us to identify our connection with God. And so devotion, get in the Word every day. Meditation, do everything you can. And I'm going to share some ideas. Writing notes down and recording them in your journal. Underlining everything you can that jumps out as you're reading the Scriptures. And then through that prayer of application each day from what you find, the transformation as you identify with the Lord. Now, here's my idea. And a lot of you, this is maybe new, and I'm going to try and get my phone out of my pocket. But what I've done personally, onto my smartphone, I've downloaded the Scriptures. And I have them in iTunes. I've ripped the CDs and put the 72 CDs to have the whole Bible. So I have the whole Bible in here. That was where I began. Then I began to get different versions of the Bible. Now this right here is my normal. This is the New King James Bible. I started actually right here with the old King James. Then I got a dramatized NIV right here. And then I supplement it over here with the ESV. Now some of you are, you know, you're trying to take a screenshot. Look in the description of today's, you know, number 25 on YouTube, and I have a link for you to all of these. And I found out, I didn't even know this, I actually bought the physical CDs and put them in the CD drive that's no longer in my computer. I had to buy an external one. And now I found out that on Amazon, you can actually download all this stuff. And if you're in whatever their club is, it's free. So follow the link and look all this up. It's very interesting. But what I'm saying to you is this. Find a way to digest the Scriptures. Meditate on the Scriptures. Now, here's what I do. One thing I do is I read in the New King James, following along the NIV right there, dramatized Bible. Now, the dramatized means that they have different, you know, a woman is a woman's voice and a man is a man's voice. And if there's a storm, you hear it. That's what dramatized is. And they're like actors. But I'm following along in my study Bible here. And so when I hear different words, it's like doing a word study. It's how they translate the Bible. So my main base is the Bible that I read every day, which happens to be this one over here, the New King James. So once I'll read it, just read it silently, me looking at it. Then the next time, the next day, I will listen to it on the New King James over here, this study Bible. And then the next day, I will read with my eyes, but listen to the ESV. Do you see how what happens is it's like doing a word study? This translation in my Bible is a standard translation, but the New International Team more emphasized some of the Hebrew words, or the Old King James emphasized some of the kind of the cadence or the beautiful symmetry that's in the English language to communicate. So each of these translations is a little different. But what I'm saying to you is, whatever it takes, listening and reading, or just reading, or just listening. By the way, I'm doing this especially because I did hear from one of you, and you said, it was mom, and she said, my 25-year-old son is handicapped. He's never read a word in his life. He has no ability to read, and he listens to you and watches you all the time on YouTube, and he tells me that he's got to learn how to read because you can only read the Bible. I'm sorry. Did you know that most people didn't read the Bible in Bible times? They didn't even have a copy. They only heard it being read to them. So that's why, right here, all of these choices, and Amazon has all these versions that you can download right to your phone for free if you join whatever it is, their audio music club. But I encourage you, get into the Word, see what the slide says. Your words were found. Find them, whether you're reading, whether you have multiple paper Bibles, whether you have all these audio Bibles. Eat them, which means chew on them and think about them. And let the Lord transform your life through His Word. So that's my challenge to you. And there are some resources. Now,